Blog Talk Radio.
Good. Oh, damn it. Oh, couldn't get the headpiece on. Hope everybody. Anyway, this is Pat on the Monday night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week we invite various guests to come onto the show to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. If you have not done so already, I'm going to invite you to like our Facebook page. That is the Avon Motivational Radio Show on Facebook. And I'm going to also ask you, if you haven't done so already, to, just 1 second, I'm having phone issues. Okay. I'm going to also invite you to invite members of your team, whether it's your upline or downline, to listen to the show. And also, and to like our Facebook page. I'm going to check this headset just one more time to make sure I'm being connected. I don't know where I'm talking, through my phone or through my headset. Hold on 1 second, everyone. So I'm talking through the phone. I think my headpiece is not picking up. Not a problem. Anyway, if you've been listening, following the show, you know that the first week of every month is me speaking, talking about selling Avon products to the beauty professional. The second week is our roundtable discussion, and that's when we take a topic and we share ideas amongst myself, Ellen Edwards, and Gillian Clark. Then the third week is myself and Sashi, and we talk about the business opportunity at Avon. So if you have someone who you think will be a great member of your team, you'd like to invite them to the opportunity of Avon Business, you know, that would be a great show to have them listen to, particularly if they're on the fence. And also, if you want to just get ideas of how to recruit, that's a great show for you to listen to as well. And then our fourth week is Skincare by Gia. And Gia talks about various skincare programs that that may be things that we're already using in our Avon books, or things that are coming out new, or just new ideas and tips. So that's a great show. And that's a show that you may even want to invite your customers to listen to as well. Okay, so let's talk about skincare. So I'm selling Avon products to the skincare professional. So I was thinking today, I said, you know, a lot of us think that the gift-giving season is over, and it really isn't. We're actually going into a series of gift-giving seasons. So let me name them for you in case you may have forgotten. We have the month of February, the month that we're in, and we have Valentine's Day, which is an excellent idea to sell, particularly perfumes and colognes and jewelry. And if you look into our Avon campaign book, there are several pages just dedicated with Valentine-related items that have hearts and things on them that makes wonderful gifts to give, not only to in your life, but also, you know, teachers, coworkers, members of your church, your neighbor. The list just goes on and on. Then March, it's kind of like a pass, and then we go into Valentine's Day, and we go into Mother's Day, and Mother's Day is a big one. I skipped ahead of myself. We go into Easter, and we usually have some very nice Easter items in our Avon brochure. And I think I saw it. Look at them bringing back that cross, which is absolutely phenomenal. The course has the Lord's Prayer in it. I think I saw that in a preview. I'm not certain. But if it is, that's absolutely a phenomenal gift. Again, you can give out for Easter, Easter-related items. In addition to that, you can give out perfume. This a great basket stuffing would be a lot of the essences, like the shower gel, the bubble bath, the spritz, or the body lotion. Those are the wonderful, wonderful gifts. And if you see them in bundles, like sometimes you see like you buy five and you get it for $10.99. I'm just making that price up. But, you know, it's good to buy that set, and you can break them up into different sets. So that's one idea. Gift-giving idea month would be May, which is Mother's Day. And, again, the same thing applies. The perfume, obviously, and the senses, the bubble bath and things of that nature. And then they always have Mother's Day gifts. Also, jewelry is wonderful. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we have dad moms. So, you know, don't forget the fathers, because some fathers are mothers, you know, so you may want to give them a gift as well. Again, giving gifts to members of your family, your grandmother. You may want to give to your daughter as a gift, that's because she's a mother. You may want to give to your neighbor, people you work with, church members. And the list just goes on and on and on. Then after that, we have Father's Day. And they used to have a lot of nice gadgets and stuff like that when the Father's Day book comes out, which makes wonderful gifts, again, jewelry and cologne, and even skincare products for men, you know, get them started on a good skincare regimen. So those are the things that you could do and sell to to the Avon professional so that she can sell to her clients. Now, I say all that to say what I would do if I was you, go into one of your busy salons, and usually salons are closed on Mondays and Sundays. And you know, I wouldn't ask them to do anything on Sunday, but on a Monday, or even if they don't want to come in on Monday, usually Tuesdays and Wednesdays are their slow days, and they usually close their shops a little early. Well, what you can do is say to them, either after the shop closes or right before the shop opens, you can offer the people in the salon a gift basket making class, where you take some items that you got from the dollar store, some common items that you may find back in the dollar store again, like a bowl, or they have Easter basket things, you know, all kinds of little anything that's a container that can hold something can double as to hold your gift items in. And I even saw in the dollar store they had the mailbox, and you know I'm a big fan of the mailbox during the Christmas month. So when you go in there, it looks like a little mailbox like a person would put in front of the house, like the old-fashioned mailbox, was made out of cardboard and the top slips open. Those are, like, really great. What I used to put, what's that stuff, confetti, or get the Easter stuffing and put it in there, and then put the gift on top of that, and then I shrink wrap. I'm not shrink wrap it, but then I take the clear bag and wrap it, wrapping and put a nice bow on it, and it's a beautiful gift. So I saw that at the dollar store. That's something you may have to run and grab because you'll be gone soon. Anyway, so what you would do, you would bring some items, and what you could do, you could tell them, you could charge, because I went to a gift basket making class at one of our district offices. This is before they closed the Avon store. And let's see. Wait just one second, everyone. This is before they closed the Avon store. And I think they charged us $15 or $10 each for the class. And you tell people this is for the materials. And what you do, you come with cellophane or basket type closures, like you can get those bags, basket bags, or you can buy the cellophane paper, whatever you want to use for closures. Or and then you want to buy you may want to buy some containers, a couple of cheap containers, and then you can buy some Avon products, something that's inexpensive, maybe like the hand lotion, shower gel, or something like that, and show them how to make wonderful. Oh, I'm sorry, and what's called that stuff? The string to the tie the baskets together, and then that's what you would charge them. And each one would get a little kit, so that they can, which would include all the little things they'll need to make a basket. As well, and that, you know, that includes a little stuffing, a little Easter stuffing, and then you will have, and if every person, each person will have one of their own. And in addition to that, they will have access to stuff that you will use, like tools. So you will bring scissors for everybody to use. It could be one pair, two pairs, whatever for you. Some tape, scotch tape, for people who may want to use scotch tape. And you should have a kit for yourself so you can do a show and tell. And then you could tell people to bring paper, or you can give everybody a piece of paper to use. And then you could show them. You could actually have a class and show them how they can make the gift baskets. And then at the finale of the class, you know, obviously you'll take pictures with the people with their basket. And then secondly, one of the things you would talk about is to how to price your basket. You know, because a lot of times we say, oh, I'm going to charge stuff to $5. But you have to price everything that you use in the basket to make sure you made a profit. That means how much it would cost you for the cellophane bag, the string, the stuffing, the container, and then the items that you put in. And then based on that, you come up with a price. So you show them how to do that. And then you let them know, you know, this is for we're doing this for Valentine, but certainly we can make these wonderful baskets for any gift-giving holidays. And then show them, if they become an Avon representative, show them where they can buy bungles, and show them, like, the perfume bungles or the, let's say the natural bungles, where they get the, sometimes it's with the lotion, the spray, the shower gel, and the bubble bath. So you may want to take the spritz and the lotion and pair that together as one basket. And then you take the shower gel and the bubble bath. And that could be another basket by itself, or the bubble bath could be a basket by itself, and the shower gel can be a basket by itself, with maybe with a little one of those little scrunchies that you scrub yourself with. And I would put a scrunchie with all the items. And you can get those scrunchies at the dollar store. I like the big fluffy ones. I don't like the ones you like two in a pack of them. To me, they're very small, and the ones you buy a dollar each, they're fuller. And it looks nicer in the basket, and it's more functional to me. And then what I do, I try to color coordinate the scrunchie with the items that I put in the basket. So, for example, if I'm doing, like, say, for example, the vanilla, for example, the vanilla bubble bath set. I think that comes in all honeysuckle. That's like a yellow. So I would get like maybe a yellow. I think it has yellow and green. So I may accent that green in there, and either buy a green scrunchie or buy a yellow one. And I would put that in the basket and make it really nice. Now, if you yourself don't know how to make a basket, I mean, again, I've said this a million times, just go on YouTube. And in the search, you can put in two things. You can put in gift baskets. You could be even more specific and put in, making gift baskets. Or you could put in making Avon gift baskets. I don't even do Mary Kay. Do Mary Kay, because you know, all everybody has their own gift basket ideas, and I'm telling you, we're pretty much the same product. So you know, you kind of steal other companies' ideas as well, and you make your basket, and then study it, master it, and then go and then teach these skills to the Avon professionals. I mean, beauty professionals. And what I would do, I would sign them up as an Avon rep. And sign them up for, you know, because sometimes people are skeptical. And this time of year, I'm going to tell you, the beauty business, when I say beauty business, I'm talking about the barbershop, the hair salons, the nail salons, the facial, you know, clinics, the spas. This is a slow period for us because it's right after Christmas. Everybody got dolled up and cute for the holidays, and then they brought all these gifts and presents, and now reality of bills are now hitting them. So this is really a slow period, and you'll find that a lot of people in this industry would take vacations in January because it's really no business. But then, you know, they'll start popping back and coming back alive in February. So I say that to say is that I wouldn't try to hit them up with the $100 kit. I would try to just get them in with the $50 kit. And then set them up and help them with their, you know, their Facebook, I should say social media announcement, letting people know that they are now installing Avon products in their salon and they have wonderful Valentine's Day gifts. And I would, if I was you, I would show them how to set up this Facebook page if you can, and I would also go as far as showing them, help them set up their website, the Avon website, and let them know that customers can. Although, in addition to what they're doing and have as a show and tell in their salon, but they could also, in addition to having those books around the salons as well, but they could also go on, you could also send them links and they can order whatever product they want online and have it delivered to them directly. So you want to show them how to do all that, and even more importantly, you want to show them how to set up an Avon Facebook calendar blast. They could actually literally put out a blast every day because Avon has some wonderful items in which they could see. And order, because once they see it on your Facebook page, they can it links back to when they click on it. It links back to the Avon representative's personal website. So I mean, it's a win-win situation. Let's see. Well, I'm gonna check the time. Time check. I think this is 8:48. So it's a wonderful tool for them to bring in extra money. And then what I would do, because, you know, you have to, like, to have that TD Bank commercial. And the Asian girl says, show me the money. You know, sometimes people don't get excited. You show them the money. So, you know, sit down and break it down. If they sell 10 baskets at $25 a piece, or, you know, just say $35 a piece, and they made $20 per basket, that's 20 times 10, that's an extra X amount of dollars per week that they could be potentially making, which would say, so to say that amount comes up to $200, that which means at the end of the month, that brings an extra $800, I'm sorry, that brings an extra that brings an extra $800 to their revenue a month. If you sit down and you show them, because these are people who are in business, and their bottom line is to make money to make their rent, so by any means necessary. So if they can bring in $800 in retail alone, $25 is a drop in the bucket, but you got to sit down with them and you got to work out the numbers with them. And, you know, say I'm going to do it on the low end. You know, you're making a profit of $20 times 10. is $200. That's no effort. And all you're going to do is just put the books out and things of that nature. You shouldn't have any problems selling the business opportunity to the salon owner. And if it's a real nice salon and it's really busy, and if she says she's not interested, then ask her, can you make some gift baskets and put it in her salon? You're going to turn a no into a yes. Can you put some of your books in her salon, and you'll give her like a percentage of the things that will sell. And if things go well and she sees that things are really going really nice and you're really racking in the money, you can come back to her at a later time and say, you know, you see how the baskets are being sold here, and the people are very receptive to the Avon. I've gotten quite a few Avon online orders, and you've taken orders from me. This could all be your money. Do you want to reconsider becoming an Avon representative yourself? This way you can make this money. You know, you always want to come back, and you always want to circle back and offer the business opportunity to her. Again, do not fray that if you sign her up as an Avon representative, you're going to lose money. No, you're not. You're getting money through another way, you know, through the back door. You know, you're getting it from your complete downline. So don't feel like, you know, oh, okay, if I sign her up, I'm not going to make all the money. No, you want to, because God forbid somebody else comes in and signs her up right underneath your nose. So, no, always go back, double back, and ask her would she like to make that opportunity for herself and earning the money. I'm tired. So I think I've hit everything. You know, we got the gift giving season. We went over that. I want to go back and to make a confession or testimonial, I should say. The book that I made, and I told everybody, that is keeping me so focused and on track and on point. You can go back and listen to the show. I think I spoke about it the end of December, 2019. So wherever that last Monday was, I think it was like maybe the 24th, something like that, or 27th. I can't remember. Listen to that show, because I talked about the book and what I put together. And I'm telling you, it really keeps me focused. I have to make a point to. I make a point to put my books out. I make a point to share the business opportunity with people. I make it a point to put things on social media. I mean, I'm tracking down the money that comes in. I'm really am truly focused with this book. And I log in every day and I write what I've done, whether I've done an email, whether I have whether I've emailed someone, whether I put out books, whether I've given, handed out something, talked to someone about my business. I mean, I'll give my business cards out. I mean, I do something every day. And that is making a difference, because sometimes you wonder why you look at yourself and you say, well, you know, God, I'm not making money. I don't have any business. But if you're not doing something every day, then you're not going to make money. And so I'm hoping that I'm, you know, planting these seeds and that I will reap the reward as we move forward. And that's what you want. You want to reap the rewards as we move forward. This is the time, I'm getting off track a little bit, maybe we'll talk about this in a roundtable discussion, but this is the time of year that you should be looking out for vending opportunities this spring, because spring is really around the corner. We're in February, March, April, it's 2 months, is spring, and the vending opportunity will start like right before Mother's Day, for the Mother's Day sale. So you want to start looking for vending locations, who is doing what in terms of shows. And then you may want, what I usually do is I start buying things on sale, like if I see, well, like the deodorant, they don't do the deodorant thing like they used to, but I used to buy the deodorants on sale, I used to stock up on it. And I would, and when the Perkins go on sale, like for $9.99, I would buy a couple of the popular ones, like Amari, Sweet Honesty, what's the thing, Rare Gold, Haku. I would buy those things just, and then I'll buy for men the, Cowboy. I can't think of the name. The cowboy one and the Mesmerize, and those were very popular, and so I would stock up on them because those things start going on, and then I'll buy like maybe lip gloss, the clear lip glosses and stuff like that, a couple of mascaras, not a lot, and then some of the popular glimmer sticks, like the black, black is black, brown. And just a couple of those, and this way I have them. I buy them at a cheap rate, and I can resell them really nicely. I'll buy some lotion, some of the Gensel salt that's on sale, and the moisture therapy lotion. A couple of those, and I'll have those. And so when it's time to then, I'm not at the gun trying to buy all the stuff, and then buying it at a premium price. So you know, you start looking for those things now. And really get those applications out and get those applications, you know, in the mail, because you can be ready for the spring. Because I'm telling you, I'm going to be out there. I'm going to be out there tossing books. I've already started sending out letters to sports teams. I haven't gotten a response yet. I have to go follow up. And I already got my vending booth already set up and ready, so I'm ready to go. So with that, it's 8:57. I'd like to thank everyone for listening to the show. And if there's any other show you want to go back, you know, you can go back the last 9 years. Every show is still underneath my name, the Avon Motivational Radio Show. You can go back and listen to any of the previous shows because everything is relevant. And you know, just make it happen. This is your business. And I think Avon, I think our Avon order is coming up this week. So for the next campaign, so you know, make sure you go out there and order and just make it happen. Okay, everyone. Good night. Thank you for listening.